Hey guys, I'm actually on the plane right now and I wanted to create a piece of content. As I was like looking through my phone, I'm like, you want to be really, really helpful for people to you know, actually see my phone screen, like my first page of my phone, and discuss actually some of the tools or the apps that I use to keep my, improve my productivity throughout the day. And this works for my business. It actually works for a lot of businesses, these apps. But just it depends on how you're going to use them. So I'm going to discuss just like four apps real quick of, you know, why I use them and how it improves my productivity. And then I'm going to actually give the phone to Desi, the founder of Sweetberry Bowls, and maybe he could discuss maybe four more apps. Or maybe it could be the similar. So yeah, she doesn't know. I'm going to give him the phone. He's sitting a seat over, and I'm going to do so.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, let's just get right into it. So actually also bear with me with the noise. It's obviously, again, I'm on the plane. There's a lot of people around me and just, yeah. Anyway, number one is Dropbox. I use Dropbox for all my file sharing with my team. So I organize it with, by the year, then by, like, you know, the folders are listed by my clients. So I have a client folder, I have a folder just for internal use, for personal use, and so forth. And it also gives me accessibility or back end accessibility where I can control what folders are being viewed or shared by other people in the team or also outside the team. So it's one of my favorite file sharing tools. I know there's also Google Drive. I just find Dropbox user interface more friendly. It just works for me and it works for my business. So you may have to play around with both different apps to see what works best for you. The second one I want to get into is Slack. I got onto Slack recently because of my roommate Desi. It's actually an awesome tool to build your team on. To put your business on, because Slack allows you to separate your business into different channels, such that, let's say if you have a marketing team, you can have a separate channel on just marketing, have your whole marketing team there, and then Slack also has these apps integrated where you gotta just install it inside Slack, where let's say if you wanna pull in an RSS feed of anything related to marketing, let's say an article posted in regards to Instagram that day, you could integrate an app with Slack that pulls in any article that mentions Instagram that day into that channel so everyone gets notified. So it's a great way to leverage that. You could also leverage project management tools into Slack and you could install them. It's like an extension. For instance, if you're using a project management tool and you add a board or a project into that tool, it also depends on that. Slack has that extension, but it most likely does. It has a lot of apps. Then if you add a project, it will automatically go into the channel where whoever is assigned to. Let's say if you added a project for the marketing team, that project will then go into the marketing channel and get people notified or that user notified. So that's the second one. Number third is Trello. I use Trello for tasks, any new tasks, upcoming tasks, to create a to-do list. It's a great way to create boards. It's like almost like a post-it note. Also a great way to manage different types of projects. So you can create a whole team on Trello and create projects, tasks, and so forth. I find it really useful and awesome. It took me a while to get actually to learn that. My fourth one I'm going to mention is Buffer. I use Buffer to schedule multiple Instagram posts, not my personal brand, but more of the IG accounts that I created that were more generic. For instance, like New York City Hungry, Do You Tinder, and Lifestyle That Guide, which is a home decor account, the other one's a food account. I like to schedule those posts way ahead of time instead of doing real time, which is what I used to do, which would take so much of my time. It would kill me. So I would, spend, one day out of the month or one day every 2 weeks and just schedule posts ahead of time with the caption and everything else so that I don't have to waste time doing it in real time. So Buffer is a great way to incorporate in your business, especially if you have multiple Instagram accounts and you just have way too much going on throughout the day. So those are my four productivity apps that improve my productivity, and then I'm going to give the phone to them.